Good morning, good people. This is Kipland Primus. I am your host for the local take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're talking with Sonia Young about the youth program that is coming up on July 13th. Sonia Young, welcome.
Thank you.
Could you please share with our listeners what this program is?
Well, it's actually called Giving Voice to Our Youth. We really want the youth to know that they have a voice and they need to speak out when they see things that are not right in their schools or the communities, and also that whatever they are thinking, they have the right and the voice to talk to their teachers, the counselors, the community, their mothers, their fathers, their aunts, all of the community about what they think that they need to say so we can hear what they're saying. Because obviously we have some real challenges with our youth today, as probably always, but maybe it appears to be more as we see it today. And so actually, we were deciding to have, I've done the Women to Women's Conference that I started with Maya Angelou, and we were planning a conference with girls and women, and a spirit just told me we had to involve boys because I think many of them are lost. And so we changed it to involve both boys and young women and young men, and from actually age 10 to 18. And the next day, I was carjacked in our neighborhood. And so that just brought more attention to the community activities that we were planning at the Y, as well as this program was just probably what we should have been doing anyway.
And it's called Giving Voice to Our Youth. And that is very important for us to listen to the young people talk about what they're going through, and maybe they might even have some solutions.
Absolutely. I think I think we don't give them enough attention and hear enough of what they're saying. And I believe that that is very important. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have something called Wisdom Circles. We will have professionals there to facilitate the circles, but we will actually have mentors and young and old and middle age, every age, to be there in the circle on particular topics when we talk to them in these circles. And when we're not only going to talk, one of the key activities is listening. So we have Dr. Sherry Blake, who will be leading the whole Wisdom Circle activities. We'll start that off in the morning. And we want to hear what the kids have to say. We want to help gather the community to really know what's happening with these young people. Because I've never had any incident in our neighborhood. And after I started speaking about what happened to me, which was on the news, everyone started calling me, telling me incidents that they had with young people in our community.
And now, You mentioned that, you know, there are always challenges with young people, and they're even, you know, culturally, there are movies where teenagers are joyriding in cars and, you know, 1950s bobby socks and poodle skirts, and, you know, everything always ends up fine. No one goes to jail. There are no felony charges. Has the culture just kind of changed and there's no space for young people to make mistakes? Are the mistakes young people making today significantly different from the mistakes that were maybe being made in the past?
Well, I don't think they're so new. I think we all did things when we think back on our past. Silly things like taking your dad's car and going up the street. The challenge is that we did not try to take things from other people. But I think, you know, the joy of riding in the car and never driven, which is really scary because these times are very different. And so though the activity in some cases that the young people do, in my opinion, is they're looking for fun, what they consider fun activities. Unfortunately, it can really ruin their lives. One poor mistake can really ruin your life nowadays because you get in the system where you're targeted for everything that's bad once you have one bad mistake. So we've got to have something for the young people to do. The activities, the sports, jobs for them, they really don't exist much anymore. They've been taken away. And so we in our own communities have to find a way because our parents found a way to keep us active. And, you know, even the Y has been, our Andrew and Walter Young Family Y has been a safe haven for them for so long. But we actually don't have the kinds of funds that we need to, you know, to have programs and activities for the kids. As many, we have a lot of them, but it's not, I think we had 100 Maya Angelou teens, maybe last year or so. And they cut the funding from Fulton County and some of the other activities. Places like the city, and even grant writing has kind of dried up from corporate America. So if they don't put money into these kinds of activities for the kids, where there are people who are working very hard, then we have a real problem in our communities. And it's a changed world, and I don't see the good, loving community that most of us grew up in.
So this program, Giving Voice to Our Youth, is taking place July 13th at Atlanta Metropolitan State College. Could you share with our listeners how they can get involved with this program, maybe register their young people to participate?
Well, yes, they can get involved through Constant Contact. The website, it's on Facebook. They can call the YMCA, the Andrew and Walter Young Family YMCA. They can call a number that is provided on the flyer. They can call my number. They can call, or they can just go on Facebook. It's there, our Constant Contact. We have it there. We have it on Eventbrite. And actually through the various centers, the various Ys, have all been invited because we are hoping to have at least 300 youth. And we have almost 100 mentors that are going to be there for them. And, you know, it's not just for that day. We're really hoping that the relationship will build with the mentors that are there. And they'll exchange numbers so there's someone they can contact. We haven't done this exact program before, but other programs that we've had, when people come, several of my friends just met the kids. They were having challenges going to camp and challenges at home, and they became mentors to them. And you see a difference in the young people when I've had like 20 of them, but in particular, a couple when they started at 8 years old, and I'm still talking to them. They still call me just to talk and to, you know, to pass certain things by me. They're adults. They're working now. But they come into an environment of loving, caring people at the Y, for instance. And then they go home, and it's a very, very different situation. And so we have to realize that everybody isn't in the same environment. And we've got to find a way to reach them and keep them.
Well, Sonia Young, that's what you and your family have been doing at the Andrew and Walter Young YMCA there on Camelton Road. And I'm going to give everyone the email address is younginventionsgroup@gmail.com. So that is younginventionsgroup@gmail.com. Reach out, get in touch with this organization, become a mentor, but really, really get your kids signed up and joined in with this group so they can get mentors and have somewhere where they can share their voice.
Absolutely. And this is free for the kids. They don't have to pay anything. We will give them lunch and snacks and, you know, and provide everything we can for them. So we do have a sponsorship form that's going out, and hopefully more people will contribute. But we're going to do it, and we want to know these kids, for the kids to have hope, to know that we love them, we care about them, and we're here for them.
And that makes all the difference in the world. Thank you, Sonia. Thank you for what
Thank
you're
you
doing.
Thank you so much, Kipling. You're such a wonderful person, and we just love you.
Thank you. Thank you so much now.
And we hope you will join us.
I think I will be there. I'm marking my calendar July 13th, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Absolutely. It's going to be a great day.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye.